This is the Schnitt Show.
Alrighty. My goodness. After yesterday, I think we're all exhausted. My energy level is going to be at this slow, labored, exhausted pace today. Oh, boy. Oh, just kidding. You know me. Come on. Hey, what happened to my music, James? My music just kind of petered out. Was that normal there, James? My high energy Schnitt music just kind of went. Hey, James, can you hear me? What my music my you have a certain time when you fade it out? Oh, okay. It just sounds. Oh, you count the beats? No, it just sounded just a little abrupt to me on this Friday. Oh, by the way, as far as me being tired, exhausted, and with a labored sound, I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. Of course, it doesn't matter what. If I just ran, 12 miles, I'd still roll in here with the exact same energy. In fact, people say with my Newsmax hour now, where the 3 to 4 hour, the first hour of the show, Eastern time is on Newsmax television every day. We're not on right now. We're preempted right now because Trump is speaking. Okay, so he started the questions. First of all, there is who wants to hear the untranslated portion of the Romanian president? Anybody want? Yeah, we weren't going to listen to. Trump was talking about terrorism, global terrorism. I mean, there were some important things in there. We'll bring you some excerpts maybe later on. But the important aspect here, what everyone's waiting for, is the questions. Typically, when a head of state comes to the White House, there's two and two. And I'm not talking about Chuck Woolery on the old Love Connection where he said, hey, we'll be back in 2 and 2. No. 2 and 2 is the U.S. president typically takes two questions from the U.S. media, and then the foreign dignitary that's visiting picks two questions from his media. Now, I don't think we give a flying crap about what the Romanian media is asking the Romanian president. So we have... And they just started taking questions a little while ago, so we're not that far off timing-wise. So we have Trump's first question queued up. Okay, so Dave Boyer, Washington Times, which is the conservative editorial answer to the Washington Post in Washington, D.C. And here it is. Washington Times gets the first question of Trump. And, the question is, and I have not heard the question yet, but the question I would have is he picked a conservative newspaper in D.C. What's the first question going to be? And if it is about Comey's testimony yesterday, what is the demeanor of the question going to be? Let's find out. Let's roll the first question from moments ago to President Trump. Hit it.
Washington Times, please. Dave.
Okay, here we go. Dave,
come on, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Dave, let's go.
Apologies.
That's all right.
I'm doing the same thing Trump's doing.
This morning on Twitter, you were referring to the testimony of James Comey vindicating you. But I wondered if you could tell us in person, sir, why you feel that his testimony vindicated you when it's really boils down to his word against your word. And if you could also tell us, sir, do tapes exist of your conversations with
not-
him?
Not
well,
bad.
I'll tell you about that maybe sometime in the very near future. But in the meantime, no collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker. But we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on. But yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction. We are doing really well. That was an excuse by the Democrats who lost an election that some people think they shouldn't have lost because it's almost impossible for the Democrats to lose the Electoral College, as you know. You have to run up the whole East Coast, and you have to win everything as a Republican, and that's just what we did. So it was a just an excuse, but we were very, very happy. And frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said, and some of the things that he said just weren't true. Thank you very much. Do you have a question?
Wow. So what are we waiting for now? Who's it goes to the Romanian now. Thank they you. Bounce back and forth.
And, Mr. President, if you could tell us, a couple weeks ago, right. President Trump was in Brussels at the NATO meeting. And
Stop. Is this the same guy? Guys, come on. Is that the same? I mean, first of all, the guy wasn't prepared. He must have known that he was going to be called first, this guy Dave whatever from the Washington Times. So was that his follow-up? Is that the same guy? Trump says no collusion. Trump says no obstruction. And he's a leaker. All right, so roll the audio. Let's listen to the question.
NATO members to pay up the 2% required of GDP for national defense, but he also was saying that countries, even including yours, who had not paid 2% in the past, should make up for that difference. Do you think that's fair?
I was in Brussels,
okay.
I met President Trump, and I listened to his speech. And I liked it.
Okay, I don't need this. Because all right, so where I need Trump's second question now. So, okay, it looks like Jonathan Carl from ABC, is that the second question? Are they taking just two and two? Because I'm now looking live, and Jonathan Carl, ABC News, is asking a question. So do we have that ready to go, or can we get that snap streamed up? So, folks, we're trying to catch up on this because they started taking questions before the show began, because we started 6 minutes past, so we're trying to catch up here. Now, the first, the second question, that was foreign media apparently asking, or it was maybe U.S. media, but it was, you could hear that the Romanian president, and the question was about NATO, and the fact that Trump had said that, hey, these NATO nations need to pay up. They need to abide by paying at least 2% of GDP to fund NATO militarily. You've got a whole lot of countries that are not at that 2% threshold of GDP, and Trump wants them to pay, and they also need to pay some back taxes on this. They need to pay, they need to go back and I don't know how far they want to claw back, but to make good for the military funding of NATO, and I fully agree with that. Pay your way. The United States has paid way too much. We've paid more than our share, and the other members of NATO have not. All right, so have we ascertained, was Jonathan Carl, ABC News, was he the second question? All right. Okay, so Jonathan Carl is bouncing off of NATO right now. All right, well, the first question, you know, I was impressed. Washington Times, right out of the box, asking about, you know, the first question was for Washington Times, and it was about Comey, and I thought that was a good question. Now Trump, by and large, sort of ignored the first question, didn't really answer a whole lot except for there's no collusion, there's no obstruction, and he's a leaker. That's essentially what was asked. Now let's dip in live, and the Romanian president is speaking.
What we all together.
See, I don't really need to hear the Romanian president. We want to know what Trump is saying. But the Romanian president speaking now.
Dialogue should lead towards a solution which is feasible.
And I didn't think that, you know, Trump would get into any heavy specifics regarding the Comey testimony yesterday. Okay, so we're queued up to Jonathan Carl, but that was about NATO, or was that a follow up on Comey? So let's listen to Jonathan Carl. Roll Jonathan Carl. Go ahead.
Be fair, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you used to be before I ran? Such a nice man.
Always fair. Mr. President, I want to get back to James Comey's testimony. You suggested he didn't tell the truth in everything he said. He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation you could let
he could I didn't let go. Say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%. And I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
would be
glad
to tell him exactly what I just told you, John.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
When is that?
Okay. Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recordings?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow, now?
Wow.
Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry. John, do you have a question for the president?
Yes. Thank you. And President Yohannes, you are no stranger.
All right. Shut it off. So that's what I was looking for. Because I, by the way, they're just wrapping up. The president of Romania and President Trump are now walking away from the lecterns and walking back into the White House. So they are done in the Rose Garden right now. But a couple of very interesting things from Jonathan Carl's question. Jonathan Carl asking regarding Flynn, did you ask Flynn, or regarding Flynn, did you ask Comey to let the Flynn investigation go? Can we just let it go? And Trump is saying, I didn't say that. So, I mean, this is, as we know, total polar opposites. It is Trump saying one thing, and Comey saying the exact opposite. We're talking polar opposites. We're talking polar bears versus penguins. We're talking north versus south here. Completely opposite. Did you ask Comey to let the Flynn investigation go? And Trump says, I didn't say that. Then Jonathan Carl, ABC News, says, would you speak about that under oath? And Trump said, 100%, I'd say the exact same thing. And then the question regarding recordings. Were recordings made in the Oval Office? This is one of the top items on my list today. Will we find out? Were there recordings? Does Trump have a recording system on phone calls in the Oval Office, and does Trump have a recording system to record one-on-one personal conversations in the Oval Office as well? We don't know the answer to that. It was just asked, and Trump said, you'll find out in a short period of time. And then you heard the reporters saying, hey, guys, let's get that audio up on the button bar so we can play that again when we get back in the next segment, because that is important audio to parse. And then also the reporter saying, when are we going to find out? Because Trump said you'll find out in a short period of time if there is a recording. So what does that mean? And then Trump also said you'll be disappointed with the answer. So I would think that would seem to indicate that there are not recordings if you'd be disappointed in the answer. Certainly a lot of questions raised from the questions that were asked and somewhat answered by Trump just moments ago. All right, we're gonna go ahead and grab, we've got our crew pulling the pertinent, important information and questions and answers from Trump. And it's so fascinating what just occurred. I think we need to listen to it again, and we will. All right, you want to get in, folks, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number, 800-801-8999. Hey, thanks for bearing with us because, you know, we were listening to this with just a slight delay, and we're trying to figure out the U.S. reporters versus the foreign reporters versus the Romanian president versus Trump, but I'm glad we kind of meandered through that live on the fly. Folks, our sponsor this half hour, the great folks at Harrys.com. Father's Day is staring you in the face. Father's Day is coming up. Folks, this is the ultimate gift for dad. A shaving kit from Harrys.com. You know, the beauty of this is dad is going to use this every day or maybe every other day. Whatever dad's shaving interval is, dad's going to know that this awesome Harry shave kit is a gift from you every single time he uses it. And it's the best. Harry's, best quality, best price. I've been using Harry's for years, and they do a wonderful job. They do an absolutely fantastic job here. For Harry's, they have a whole series of shave kits here, and the shave sets start at just $15. Listen to this. They have a limited edition Father's Day shave set, which includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming gel, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. And it's just $15 is where these sets start. And I'm going to give you a code right now for $5 off. Take care of Dad Father's Day right now. It's done. Go to Harrys.com, Harrys.com. Harrys.com, the code is SCHNIT5 for $5 off. Harrys.com, code SCHNIT5.
The Schnitt Show.
The big takeaway from the Q&A after the Rose Garden meeting with the Romanian president, Trump says that he will be willing to testify under oath. 100%. The questions, the answers, pretty fascinating. Let's review next.
This is the Schnitt Show.
800-801-8999. 800-801-8999. That is the nationwide number here on Schnitt. Also, I encourage you to follow me on Twitter, my personal Twitter feed, and I'm the only one that uses my personal account. Just like Trump, he's the only one that tweets on his @RealDonaldTrump. I'm the only one that tweets on @ToddSchnitt, TODDSCHNITT. So we've got the audio bites of the pertinent questions here. Now, Sue, on the first cut from the Washington Times, it doesn't look like the question is on there. Do we have the question, or is it just Trump's answer? Do we know? So this is the question from the Washington Times, and the question was regarding the Comey testimony and whether Comey told the truth, and here is Trump's answer.
Yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction, but we were very, very happy, and frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said. And some of the things that he said just weren't true.
So just minutes ago, Rose Garden, President Trump meeting with the Romanian president. No collusion, no obstruction. And also, he said he's a leaker. You know, we need to get the leaker audio. We need to ISO. He's a leaker. He is a leaker. Oh, remind me. I've got to tell you the story. My producer on my morning show, because I do a morning show in New York City, and then we do this afternoon Schnitt Show now. My morning show producer got a hold of Richmond. Yeah, the lawyer, professor, friend of Comey's, who's a professor at Columbia. I said to my morning show producer, get him on the phone. Let's talk to him. You know, because he answered a few questions, then he went into hiding. And my producer tracked him down. I got to tell that story later on, and was having a conversation. We were trying to get him on the radio this morning, and, well, it didn't happen. However, he was in contact. I'll tell you the story later on. All right, so no collusion, no obstruction. And then we have, where's the, let me hear that one again.
Yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction, but we were very, very happy. And frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said.
Right.
And some of the things that he said just weren't true.
Hey, where's the audio bite of Trump calling Comey a leaker? And of course he did. He leaked the notes. He leaked the memo notes to have those notes out. And he even said yesterday he did that. He leaked because he wanted that to be a precursor, or really a catalyst, an igniter to ignite a special counsel investigation, which that happened. So now here we have Jonathan Carl.
Oh, I look at those hands up there, President. Do you have this in Romania, too? I don't know.
Yeah. I got the microphone.
Oh, boy.
If you allow me,
if
Mr.
I could
President.
Only, if I could only sell that, if I could only sell it. Who would like to ask? Should I take one of the killer networks that treat me so badly as fake news? Should I do that? Huh? Go ahead, John.
Should I take one of the killer networks that treat me so badly? And he picks Jonathan Carl from ABC News. Hey, in all honesty, Jonathan Carl is one of the better of the network news guys. And I think Jonathan Carl, ABC News, he's the chief White House correspondent for World News Tonight at the White House. And I think he's the best of the network guys. I think Jonathan Carl does a pretty damn good job, actually. So Trump is like, oh, should we take one of the killer networks?
Be fair, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you used to be before I ran? Such a nice man.
Always fair. Mr. President, I want to get back to James Comey's testimony. You suggested he didn't tell the truth in everything he said. He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let, he could
I didn't
let
say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%. And I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
I would
be
glad to
him?
Tell him exactly what I just told you, John.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
All right. So where did Trump say under oath, or where did, well, Trump said under oath, where did the question come out regarding under oath? And then the curious part is at the very end there. Jonathan Carl asks about the recordings. Are there? Remember, Trump had tweeted out. Remember the Comey question? It was May 12th. Remember, Comey was fired on the 11th, and then Trump tweeted out on the 12th that Comey better hope that there no, was a tapes, and then tapes was in quotation marks. And that has essentially ignited all the speculation. Is there recording gear inside the Oval Office? So the meetings or the phone calls with Comey, were they recorded? So the very end of that soundbite of Jonathan Carl from ABC asking Trump, are there recordings? Trump says, hey, you'll find out soon enough. Let me go to the
be
very
fair,
end
John.
Of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you Mr. President.
Let me go all the way to the end. Well, I want to hear the very
wrong.
End again. I'm fast forwarding in here.
To say under oath. Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath?
Here we go.
I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
I would
be
glad to
him?
Tell him exactly what I just told you.
Here we go.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
Hinting about recordings, and Trump says, I'm not hinting about anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time. And then the media wants to know, hello? Are there recordings?
Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recordings?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow, now? Are there tapes, sir?
Listen, the press, are there tapes, sir? I mean, everyone is just champing at the bit wanting to know, are there tapes? Are there recordings?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
You're going to be very disappointed. What does that mean? You're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer whether there are tapes?
Okay. Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recording?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Tomorrow, now? Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
Now, I don't know if Trump was responding with that very last part. You're going to be very disappointed with that answer. Was that a response to something that we could not hear question-wise, or was that just an answer regarding when are we going to hear the tapes? You're going to be disappointed. What does that mean? If that's the correct answer to the question that I think, then that means that there's no tapes, right? If you're going to be very disappointed at the answer, I would think that that seems to lend itself that there are no tapes. Well, anyway, certainly fascinating. And, of course, who could forget James Comey yesterday?
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Lordy?
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Seen the tweet?
I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
I hope there are tapes. Folks, should we go to phones? Are there tapes? What do you think? Are there any psychics out there? Let's get somebody on from the Psychic Friends Network. Are there tapes? 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. Hey, thanks for bearing with us, because we're just, you know, we tried to listen to as much as we could live, and now we're just trying to pull the excerpts and the bits and pieces from the presser just a little while ago to try to, you know, sort of cryptic. I mean, there are some cryptic responses there, and, you know, Trump, I think, does this intentionally. Trump loves toying with the media, and he does. Hey, do you know, picking up with Comey and the testimony yesterday, you know that Comey's timeline doesn't entirely add up here. You know, the fact that Comey's timeline has some issues, could actually bolster President Trump's claim that the former FBI director lied. All right, so where am I going with this? What in Comey's timeline doesn't add up that could help President Trump? That and your phone calls coming up next here on Schnitt, so stand by. With Father's Day right around the corner here, I have the ultimate gift for Dad, and I'll tell you right now, the way to Dad's heart, stomach, yep, Omaha Steaks, which synonymous for great quality food, great quality steaks for decades and decades and decades. You know, I'm trying to remember the first time that I had an Omaha steak. It might be going back to the 80s. I mean, it's a long time. And whenever I hear Omaha, I know it's good stuff. It's good quality. And Omaha Steaks has a great gift for Dad for Father's Day. And I have a special Todd Schnitt offer here, where they've put together an amazing gift package here. It's $49.99, and this is limited time. When you go to omahasteaks.com, you'll see a search box at the very top. Just type in Todd, and that's going to bring up this entire offer and everything you get for Dad for $49.99. So you go to omahasteaks.com, search box on top, just type in Todd right away, T-O-D-D. That'll populate this specific offer. Click on it. Order one for Dad, Grandpa, all the fathers in your life. So for $49.99, you get two tender mild filet mignons. You get two bold and beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets for dessert, which are delicious. You get the Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and then they're going to give you an additional four burgers free. All of that, $49.99. It's 80% off the regular price. It'll show up for Dad for Father's Day, and it's a no-brainer. A deal like this doesn't last long. Hurry up. The offer's going to end. Just go to omahasteaks.com and type in Todd, T-O-D-D, in the search box at top. It'll populate the whole offer. OmahaSteaks.com. The code is Todd, T-O-D-D. All right. The Comey timeline. Problems. This could help Trump. And your phone calls next.
Todd Schnitt.
All right, let me get the timeline problem with Comey that doesn't add up. Let me do this, then we'll try to grab a couple of phone calls and we'll carry calls over into hour number two. So the Comey timeline, this could really bolster Trump's claims that Comey is lying under oath yesterday before the Senate committee. Now, he said that he decided to leak the memos 3 days after Trump tweeted, and that Comey had better hope that there aren't any tapes. So Comey said he decided to leak the memos after Trump's tweet. All right, listen, this is Comey. Listen to what Comey actually said.
The president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration.
So he like bolted awake out of a sound sleep and it suddenly dawned on him. You know, Comey needed dramatic music. He needed to have a sound effects machine like I have over here. So let me go ahead and tell you what it should sound like.
The president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
All right, so here's the problem. So that would have been what, the 16th? That would have been May 16th if my days are right. Here's the problem. A New York Times article from May 11th, that's a day before Trump's tweet, discloses information that lines up with Comey's memos. You see where I'm going with this? Which says that he didn't release until the 16th, but New York Times, the 11th, they have information that seems to come out of Comey's memos. So, we have two passages about the January 27th dinner that are very similar from the memo. Quote, I added that I was not reliable in the way politicians use that word, but he could always count on me to tell the truth. From the article, Mr. Comey has recounted to others that he told Mr. Trump that he would always be honest with him, but that he was not reliable in the conventional sense. That is awfully similar. And again, the word reliable in both folks, I think Comey's lying here. His timeline doesn't add up. And then the Comey testimony yesterday, he said, quote, near the end of dinner, he then said, I need loyalty. And from the Times, again, we're looking at May 11th. Later in the dinner, Mr. Trump again said to Mr. Comey that he needed his loyalty. Folks, the Times article is 5 days earlier than what Comey said was his revelation of the notes. This is not adding up. We've got, it's not a day. It's looking like 5 days to me. I'm smelling a rat. I'm smelling a 6'8" rat. You ever see those big giant inflatable rats the unions blow up in front of businesses? If it's a union shop and the staff is striking, but some rats break the picket line, they put that big giant union inflatable rat. Well, it's like a May 11th was the Comey that day. May 11th was the day Comey was fired. May 11th, the day that the New York Times ran the article about the January 27th dinner.